Siobhan, as you know, as we're in this pandemic period and many individuals who maybe for the first time are working remotely from home, and certainly for myself, involved with numerous Zoom conference calls and videos, probably for the first time have to think a lot about how they come across in terms of their appearance and their image to their colleagues and other team members. Statistics shows that about up to 93% of our communication is nonverbal, and our image is a big part of that. So in this article that I've just put together for Bird News, entitled From the Face to the Waist, can we talk a little bit about working our way from top to bottom, some of the things that we should be mindful of as we try to put ourselves together that helps to elevate our image as we engage in this virtual environment. So let's start with you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, do what you normally do in terms of your grooming, getting ready for work, although we know that work is at home, but to get our mindset ready for engaging in our work life. What are some of the things, certainly from, let's start with perhaps with skincare and then just work our way through there.
Thank you, Lorraine. It's my pleasure to be here sitting and chatting with you at a comfortable distance. This is a very timely topic. Starting with what I would suggest, obviously you want to make sure do your daily routine. Make sure your hands are sanitized. Washing your face with your preference in terms of cleanser, etc. Use a toner on your face or astringent if you tend to have oilier T-zone or combination skin, followed by a very light moisturizer. So that would be like a daily routine for both females and males. You might not have time to put on a full face of makeup. So a 5-minute tip would be a concealer, a very light foundation, or perhaps just a transparent powder. Bear in mind, if you have a bit of imperfections, you want to make sure that it's covered properly due to you being on camera where everything shows up. So you want to make sure you have a nice, smooth, neatly covered face, not overly done, but obviously made up comfortable to your liking. In terms of what you need, I would say use a setting spray, which holds the makeup in place. That's very important. Also, you can use a little bit of mascara. I definitely would incorporate a blush so you can give some sort of structure to the face, a very soft, subtle blush. And lastly, you can use subtle lip gloss, perhaps a lipstick with a little subtle color to it of your preference. The pink, the corals are very nice, very soft for most complexions.
Siobhan, there were many things that you said earlier. I made some notes that stood out. It's about really getting into a routine that works for you, that is simplified, and that is effective for this time that we're in. So in terms of the makeup, I noted that, you know, some of the words that you use were be subtle, and it should be toned down somewhat, but the environment should be practical, shouldn't take a lot of time. A part of establishing a routine in each of our days and that of ourselves and of our families during this period is essential in building our confidence. It's essential in helping us to show up to be the very best version of ourselves as best as we can. And we're hoping that these tips and this information that we've shared with you is something that you can start applying right away, and that will serve to make you feel better. And I'm sure that you're all going to look professional and well put together if you follow all of Siobhan's tips. I certainly will. Thank you.